You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, NZ Post announced the closure of 142 retail stores in the urban retail network across the Motu. Concerns have been raised about the disproportionate impacts the closures might have on senior communities who may not have the digital literacy to support the transition in regards to important administration like paying bills and staying in touch with their loved ones. Producer Jasmine spoke to Aged Care Concern Tāmaki CEO Kevin Lamb about this issue.
Kia ora, Kevin. What are your biggest concerns with this new postal overhaul?
I think the main concern that I have, it is the most vulnerable in our community who are going to be the worst affected. So we know that there's probably around 20-25% of all older people, they can't get news online resources. They're going to struggle with being lonely and isolated. They're going to have difficulty mobility, difficulty getting transportation. And these are the people who are going to be most affected by the loss of what to them is an essential resource close at hand.
So how can the gap be bridged to support a balance between meeting the needs of the elderly and the evolution of postal services as it inevitably does shift more into an online world?
No, absolutely. And I think this is the first thing. I think we're at Age Concern, we're sort of the first to say that we do recognise the need for modernisation of the postal service and a move to a more an online world. Firstly, we just have to acknowledge and recognise that with older people, they are going to be there in significant numbers for a significant period of time still. So we can't just simply ignore the fact that they exist as part of the population. And I think the way to really address this is probably twofold. I mean, we would love to see the introduction of things like mobile postal services, where maybe it isn't a fixed service, but maybe there are resources that go into communities on a regular basis to just meet those essential needs. And I think the other thing for us is really re-emphasizing the importance of digital literacy support for older people so that they can be helped to get onto line. Because often they struggle not only with the confidence of doing it, they don't have the experience of using online resources, there's the fear factor of being scammed, all these things, and we need to help them get over those hurdles. We can't just assume that it's going to be okay. We've got to give them some proactive support.
But whose responsibility is it to support the digital literacy of older people?
Well, I mean, as organisations such as ourselves, Age Concern, we provide digital literacy training to older people located in their communities, and there are many other organisations that do that as well. The difficulty is for all of us who are doing this is having the funding, the resources to do it. So really, we are basically saying to the government to say, we recognise that this is a change in society, and whether or not that is through losing a postal service or recently when we went to a check-free world or increasingly doing online transactions for a whole range of things, we need to recognise that actually we need to put some investment into ensuring no one's left behind. It's not hugely expensive either, and it's not as if this is going to be a sort of a bank-breaking initiative. It's just give all those people who need that little bit of extra support, that little bit of extra help, that boost they need to be able to continue to fully participate, to be fully involved in current society.
So to get into the specifics of that support, what would you like to see addressed as a next step regarding this issue and by whom?
So what we would like to do is to see that there is currently some funding. We would like to see that funding continue, whether or not it's through the government or through private organisations who are moving to a more digital world, to put investment into the likes of the Age Concerns, other organisations, deliver that digital literacy that's needed. So, and it's not simply a question of putting a one-off class in a library. We need to be able to actually teach people who have never had the opportunity to use online services before how to do it and how to do it safely. And that can take 2, 3, 4, even up to sort of 8-10 weeks of teaching to get them to be really confident to do it. And we just need someone to say, yep, we will make sure that that's funded for the next probably 5-10 years whilst the generation who are currently not familiar with the online world, give them that little boost while the rest of us catch up, as it were.
That was Kevin Lamb, CEO of Aged Care Concern Tāmaki, on the generational inequities of the impact of NZ Post closures on senior communities in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.